From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dick Iuliano. An avalanche has come thundering down in the Cascade Mountains northeast of Seattle. King County Sheriff spokeswoman Sergeant Cindy West says three people may have been killed.
The latest that I've got is that there are possibly three dead. We believe we've accounted for the eight people that were reported missing, but we're not 100% sure at this point.
West says the avalanche occurred at an out-of-bounds area near a ski resort. A United States congressional delegation led by Arizona Senator John McCain is scheduled to arrive in Cairo tomorrow. As Grant Clark reports, the lawmakers are on a mission to persuade Egypt's military rulers to drop a politically charged case, which has sparked a crisis in relations between the United States and Egypt.
The scheduled one-day visit is just the latest in a mounting campaign to resolve a tense standoff between the U.S. and Egypt. A visit last week by U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Martin Dempsey failed to persuade authorities here to drop criminal charges against 43 pro-democracy workers, including 17 Americans accused of working for unregistered foreign-funded groups. At the weekend, Egypt insisted the trial would move ahead, despite threats from Congress to cut more than $1 billion in aid if it did. The delegation is scheduled to meet with Egypt's military leader and de facto president, Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi. McCain is chairman of the board of the International Republican Institute, one of the groups named in the case. Grant Clark, NPR News, Cairo.
Britain's foreign secretary is telling the BBC he's worried Syria is sliding into civil war. Activists say at least 14 people have been killed across the country today, while armed opposition to President Assad's government appears to be spreading. Syria's state news agency reports gunmen shot to death a state prosecutor and a judge in a guerrilla-style ambush. With Iran reportedly about to expand uranium enrichment in a fortified underground bunker, Larry Miller in London reports Britain is accusing Iran of putting at risk the peace of the world.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague warns that if Tehran develops nuclear weapons, Iran would be attacked and there'd be war. Hague told the BBC it's clear Iran is behind the attempted assassination of the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. and recent terrorist incidents in Georgia, Thailand, and India.
Iran has increased in its willingness to contemplate utterly illegal activities in other parts of the world. This is part of the danger that Iran is currently presenting to the peace of the world.
Meanwhile, Iran says it stopped selling crude oil to British and French companies, but that would have happened anyway in July when an EU boycott of Iranian oil goes into effect. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
You're listening to NPR News. When it hit the airwaves in 1989, there was little else like it on television. Tonight, TV will air the 500th anniversary show of the animated sitcom The Simpsons. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Now in its 23rd season, this comedy with the bug-eyed, oddly yellow family has touched on a little of everything, from politics in a 2008 episode where an electronic machine is keeping Homer from voting for President Obama.
Why want to vote for Obama?
Two votes for McCain.
To a scene where his wife Marge and the kids discover Ethiopian food for the first time.
Exotic? Vegetarian? I can mention it in a college essay? Mom, this is amazing!
And let's not forget the mysterious pig prints on the ceiling from the Simpsons movie.
Spider pig, does whatever a spider pig does.
The show is the longest running cartoon and sitcom in the history of American television. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Two new movies are competing at the box office for the top spot this weekend, an action thriller and a love story. Based on studio estimates, Denzel Washington's Safe House has a slim lead, taking in $24 million, just a bit ahead of Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum's The Vow, with $23.6 million. Whitney Houston has been laid to rest today in a Westfield, New Jersey cemetery, capping a weekend of mourning for the pop diva. Fans and onlookers gathered in spots along the motorcade route from the Newark Funeral Home to the cemetery 20 miles away. Houston has been buried next to her father, who died in 2003. I'm Dick Iuliano, NPR News.